talking about a home. From the people who bring you Charleston Home and Design Magazine, the Charleston Home and Design Show, the Daniel Island Luxury Home Tour, the Charleston Fall Home Show, CharlestonHomeAndDesign.com, and TryAnInteriorDesigner.com, this is Talking About a Home. Talking About a Home is a home show on the radio, featuring interviews with local experts, home tips, trends, and ideas you need to know to make your home better. I'm Michael Blaze with Five Star Real Estate, and this is Talking About a Home.
At first I was afraid, I was petrified. I kept thinking I could never live without you by my side. But then I spent so many nights just thinking how you'd done me wrong. I grew strong, I learned how to get along. And so you're back from outer space. I just walked in to find you here without that look upon your face. I should have changed my coffin lock. I would have made you leave your key if I'd have known for just one second you'd be back to bother me. Oh, now go walk out the door. Just turn around. Now you're not welcome anymore.
Good afternoon, and welcome to a special edition of Talking About a Home, a home show on the radio. That was Cake with I Will Survive, and that's kind of a tribute to the Charleston Home and Design Magazine staff as we are coming to you from the Charleston Fall Home Show going on right now at the Gilliard Center in downtown Charleston, in addition to the great Chris Isaacs talking about a home. And special thanks to today's show producer, Christine Sinanen. Well, the Charleston Fall Home Show is happening right now, and we want everyone to come down to the show today or tomorrow. Show hours today run until 6 p.m., and we've got a lot of exciting things left this afternoon and tomorrow. Show hours today, as I mentioned, run until 6, and then Sunday show hours are 11 a.m. until 5 p.m. And we let me tell you about some of the special events that we've got going on today. First of all, we just started our free giveaway of 100 gift sets to the Oyster Candle Company gift sets, and these are 3-piece candles. Oyster Candle Company is a local company. They collect oyster shells from local restaurants. They thoroughly clean them, pour wax, and they've got a really unique product. And they're being sought after by lots and lots of retailers up and down the East Coast. And so we're giving away 100 of these 3-piece Oyster Candle Company gift sets to the first 100 families starting at 1 o'clock. And so we're just after 1 o'clock, so we just started the promotion. You have time to get down here if you like. One per family with paid $7 admission. Coming up at 2 o'clock, if you can't make it down to the show right away, coming up at 2 o'clock, admission drops to $2 after 2 o'clock today. And then we've got several seminars taking place, free lectures and seminars taking place today as well. Inside the Architect's Mind, a lecture series with architect Kevin Wally of Architecture Plus just got underway at 1 o'clock. Then at 2 o'clock, we've got Making Informed Decisions About Surface Materials for Your Home by Julie Clark of Palmetto Surfacing. Restoring and Expanding Old Homes at 3 o'clock, presented by architect Laura Altman of LFA Architecture. And at 4 o'clock, our final free seminar today is Cool Costs More, But It Doesn't Have To, presented by master builder Kevin Kalman of Kalman Construction. You can also register to win three different $2,000 home improvement prize packages. And we always have local winners, and we'll be giving away three different lucky locals will win each one of these $2,000 prizes, including a $2,000 custom farm style dining room table from Tailgate Specialties. Also a $2,000 outdoor kitchen package from Palmetto Outdoor Kitchens, and a $2,000 shopping spree to Charleston Lighting and Interiors. So we'll be, all you have to do is fill out a prize ballot, and you may be the lucky winner. You know, we always have about 3,000 people that come to the Charleston Fall Home Show. So you've got, a 1 in 3,000 chance. So that's better than winning the lottery for sure. Going on tomorrow, and I just wanted to mention, in case you're not able to make it down to the show today, going on tomorrow, starting at 11 a.m., we're continuing our big free flashlight giveaway with Lowe's Home Improvement and ABC News 4. And if you're one of the first 200 families when the show opens tomorrow at 11 a.m., you'll get a free flashlight. It's valued about $17 to $20, depending on where the time of the season and so forth, if it's on sale or what have you. But it's going on tomorrow. Starting at 11 a.m., be one of the first 200 families, and you'll get yourself a free flashlight for hurricane season. And special thanks to Lowe's and ABC News 4 for that. Speaking of thanking people, I wanted to take a moment to thank our sponsors, and it takes an awful lot to go into to put on this home show, and we couldn't do it without our sponsors: Melser Tile, Next Gen Automated, Express Sunrooms, Carpet Baggers, Carpet One, Closets by Design, Shelf Genie, Aqua Blue Pools, Bath Fitter, Cambria Countertops and Palmetto Surfacing, the Post and Courier, News Radio 94.3 WSC, the station you're listening to, Y1025 FM, ABC News 4, and Living Designs Landscape. So special thanks to all of our sponsors. And I have to tell you, this is one of the best fall home shows that we've ever had. You're going to find inspiration. You're going to find solutions. You're going to find the perfect contractor here at the Charleston Fall Home Show this weekend. And again, show hours go until 6 o'clock today. There's a reduced $5 parking in the attached garage right next door. And so that we make it easy, plus abundant on-street parking. But you want to park in the garage. It's actually cheaper to do it that way. And we've got such a wide variety of vendors here. No matter what you're looking for, you're going to find it this weekend, including the air vents on the returns in your house where you put the filters in. There's a company called Stellar Air Decorative Vent Covers that instead of just that plain grill, they can make any kind of a design for you for those vent covers. That's the kind of custom products that you're going to find. In addition to, we've got lots of builders and remodeling contractors, lots of things for the kitchen and bath, products and services for outdoor living, lots and lots of things. Come on down to the Charleston Fall Home Show today, and we're going to continue on with today's show, talking to Lisa Bradford with Palmetto Surfacing about the seminar that they've got coming up this afternoon. If you're just joining us, I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and I want to thank you for listening to a special edition of Talking About a home show on the radio, as we come to you from the Charleston Fall Home Show, and it's going on right now. Show hours today run until 6 o'clock. You've got plenty of time to come down to the Charleston Fall Home Show. Located at the Gilliard Center in downtown Charleston, probably the nicest venue that a home show could be staged at, the Gilliard Center. If you haven't been here, this is a great opportunity to come and explore a little bit and check out the 100-plus A-list local contractors that are all set up for the Charleston Fall Home Show. And speaking of vendors, joining us now is Lisa Bradford with Palmetto Surfacing. How you doing, Lisa?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Lisa, thanks so much for taking time away from your display and talking to the many, many homeowners that are here today at the Charleston Fall Home Show. And take a moment and tell everybody about Palmetto Surfacing.
Well, Palmetto Surfacing, we are a local fabricator and installer. We handle different countertop products. Cambria quartz is one of our main products that we sell. We also have granite, different types of granites, like exotics to marbles. And we also have a Corian division where we sell DuPont Corian, which is still used on the countertops. And we branched off of that and moving more into the bathrooms and shower bases.
Gotcha. That's a lot of different types of surfaces that Palmetto Surfacing provides for your customers. And speaking of that, one of the great things about the Charleston Fall Home Show is we have free seminars happening all afternoon today and also on Sunday. And coming up at 2 o'clock, if you're on your way to the show, you can definitely make it in time. Coming up at 2 o'clock will be a free seminar being presented by Julie Clark and also Kim Clark of Palmetto Surfacing. And the topic is making informed decisions about surface materials for your home. So what doesn't everyone just buy granite? Is that just like the basic thing, or marble?
Well, these days with the internet and Pinterest and Howls and different applications that we have out there, our customer base is a lot more informed. They're a lot more educated as far as choices. At this particular time, we're seeing a lot more of a customer base wanting to be not having something that they're going to have to maintain.
Right.
And so, therefore, that's one of the real reasons why our business has gone like 80% quartz, because there is no maintenance. There is a warranty. It's not a product that you have to reseal. And pretty much you can base your decision from kitchen to tile to flooring off of a sample. So it's a consistent product.
Right, right. And I think I've asked you this before. I think one of the reasons that that Cambria quartz has become so popular in recent years is because people really want that look of marble in the kitchen. But marble is not a good surface for the kitchen because it's soft and it scratches easily, stains easily. It's better for the bathroom.
Right.
And so and that's part of what will be covered in the seminar coming up at 2 p.m. that Palmetto Surfacing will be presenting, making informed decisions about surface materials for your home. So if people have a better idea of what surface is suitable for which application, then they're going to make a better informed decision, right?
Yeah, and with us being able to fabricate and install all of the products, it's not that we have a favorite, or it's not that every product that we have might be suitable for that particular area or surface or look or budget. But Julie is, I've seen her presentation that she's going to do, and I think it's going to be a very informative, educational process to kind of take the customer through different products that are out there and how they're being used, and basically kind of giving ideas to customers that, you know, may not think that they can use Corian in a bathroom or even quartz on the shower walls and Corian on the floor. She's going to kind of go through each product that we sell and products that are out there, what is best suitable for their situations.
Yeah, and you've mentioned Corian several times. That's a solid surface material, and it was very popular in the 80s and 90s, and then it kind of fell out of favor, right?
It did. We basically started our business cutting our teeth on Corian, so we've been in that business over 30 years. It is one of the most forgiving products, and I think quartz fell in line behind Corian in that respect of no maintenance. It's forgiving warranties, that kind of thing. I think that's where the customer base is understanding that using chlorine in a bathroom is not a cheap product. It's a product that's there for the life of the bathroom or the shower or even the shower walls.
Mm-hmm. No seams with chlorine either,
no seams,
right?
No visible seams. And that's something that a lot of people like because grout lines living here in the low country, they're not favorable.
Yeah, right.
Most definitely.
And so you're seeing a lot of people starting to use chlorine again.
Absolutely.
And you were telling me before we started the interview about a customer of Palmetto Surfacing that had contacted you and kind of made you aware of how someone on Pinterest was using chlorine. Can you talk about that?
Yeah, absolutely. It was a fabricator out on the West Coast, and he posted some pictures. And basically, the customer had existing shiplap, which of course is very popular. And she wanted to marry the shower walls with the shiplap, but she didn't want to introduce tile, and she didn't want just a regular solid color. So we were able to measure out the shiplap, the width and the lengths, and route that into the chlorine. So when you walked into her bathroom, her shower walls looked like shiplap, but yet they were chlorine. So
that's really
yeah,
that's
it was really,
really
cool.
And Palmetto Surfacing, that was the first time that you had had done that. So you were telling me you routed the lines of the chlorine.
Yep, we were able to route lines in the chlorine, which is like a groove, so to speak. It's a half inch thick, but we could do that groove at any thickness or any width. Mm-hmm. So it matched up perfectly with the shiplap. So my fabricators weren't too thrilled that we had sold something like that. But once it was done, it's a little bit more labor involved, but it just turned out really pretty.
And is that, is chlorine through body so that you can, unlike say tile that has like, if it's ceramic tile, it has a surface, but then if you scratched or dinged it or anything like that, you would see that
exactly,
kind of terracotta looking.
Yep, it's 100% acrylic, so it's the same color all the way through.
It can be repaired.
It can be repaired. It can be resanded. It's a what they would call a renewable surface. So basically, 10, 15 years from now, you can sand it up, and it's going to look just as good as it did the day we put it in.
Well, that's awesome. Well, come on down to the Charleston Fall Home Show today. Try to get here by 2 o'clock, and you'll hear Palmetto Surfacing's free seminar, Making Informed Decisions About Surface Materials for Your Home. And then you also can see Palmetto Surfacing. They've got a great display inside the Galliard. And coming up at 2 o'clock, if you can get here by 2 o'clock, admission drops from only $7 per person to $2 per person. So you'll get into the show for only $2 per person. You can check out that free seminar by Palmetto Surfacing and then go into the show and talk to the 100-plus A-list local contractors that we've got on display. How can folks get more information about Palmetto Surfacing, Lisa?
Well, we have our website is www.palmettosurfacing.com, and we also are active on Facebook and Instagram. And we also have a 28,000 square foot facility where we fabricate. And we also have two full-time designers that work in our showroom. So we welcome everybody to come in and take a look at what we have.
Wonderful. We have been talking with Lisa Bradford with Palmetto Surfacing. Thanks so much, Lisa.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
All right. That was Lisa Bradford with Palmetto Surfacing. And we were just talking about the free seminars going on all this afternoon at the Charleston Fall Home Show. Show hours today run until 6 p.m. And then and we've got free seminars happening all afternoon. Coming up at 2 o'clock, we've got the Making Informed Decisions About Surface Materials for Your Home with Palmetto Surfacing. Then at 3 o'clock, we have Inside the Architect's Mind, a special lecture series featuring some of Charleston's top architects. This will be architect Laura Altman of LFA Architecture talking about the balancing act, restoring and expanding old homes. We've got $2 admission at 2 o'clock drops to only $2 per person at the Charleston Fall Home Show. There's a parking garage that's connected to the Galliard with special event $5 parking. We've got free design consultations happening all afternoon with both architects and interior designers. And so whatever design dilemma that you might have, if you just want to get some advice or perhaps maybe a second opinion. I was talking to interior designer Edie Sullivan of Sullivan's Island Design last week, and she mentioned that she was providing a free design consultation to a homeowner at one of the previous shows, and they just wanted a second opinion on the floor plans of their house. They brought their house plans, and she ended up discovering a problem with the house plans that the homeowners may not have noticed until it was too late and would have cost them a lot of money. So if you would like a free design consultation, if you didn't get a chance to make a reservation with us in advance, just come to the Charleston Fall Home Show and indicate that you'd like a free design consultation, and we'll try to work you in. We've got a number of architects and interior designers that are on hand this afternoon and also on Sunday. And you can go to CharlestonFallHomeShow.com, CharlestonFallHomeShow.com, and see all of the different interior designers and architects who are volunteering their services this weekend at the Charleston Fall Home Show. Tomorrow morning, I wanted to mention when the show opens at 11 a.m. If you're one of the first 200 families to the Charleston Fall Home Show, you're going to get a free flashlight from Lowe's Home Improvement. And these flashlights retail for between $15 and $20. It's a Lux Pro brand. It's an excellent, excellent value. Just be one of the first 200 families. You pay the regular $7 admission, and you'll get a free flashlight starting at 11 a.m. Also, at 1 o'clock on Sunday, we'll be doing our big giveaway with the Oyster Candle Company. And if you're one of the first 100 families at 1 o'clock, you'll get a free three-piece oyster candle gift set that's valued at $20. And what's an oyster candle? Oyster Candle Company, they go around to the different Charleston restaurants and basically take the oyster shells that have been served to customers. They thoroughly clean them, and they pour wax, and they make these beautiful oyster candles, and they're a big hit. Their retailers are knocking down their door at Oyster Candle Company wanting to carry these different oyster candles. And so if you're one of the first 100 guests, 100 families at starting at 1 o'clock tomorrow, you're going to get a free three-piece oyster candle gift set and made right here in Charleston. And then tomorrow afternoon, we've got free lectures and seminars going on all afternoon. So it's going to be a great day tomorrow. But what about today? Today we've got still going on this afternoon. We've got free architect lectures all afternoon, plus seminars going on. Our theme for the Charleston Fall Home Show is find inspiration, find solutions, find the perfect contractor. And you're definitely going to find all three at the Charleston Fall Home Show. And we've got over 100 A-list local contractors that have literally picked up their showrooms and brought them down here to the Gilliard Center in downtown Charleston and set up. They're giving up their weekend for you. So whatever project you may have, you might even be thinking ahead to 2020 and a project that you might want to get going then, but it's not too early, because I'll tell you, the remodeling and new construction market in Charleston is red hot. It'd be great to make contact with these contractors now. Start talking to them this fall, and if you decide that you don't want to wait until 2020 to pull the trigger, you'll be all set. Admission is only $7 per person up until 2 o'clock today, and then after 2, it drops to only $2 per person. So there's no reason not to come down to the Charleston Fall Home Show. And as I mentioned, one of the big things that we've got going on are the free seminars. And I interviewed remodeling contractor Kevin Kalman with Kalman Construction last week, and let's talk to him about the seminar that he's got going on this afternoon. If you're just joining us, I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and now we're talking with remodeling contractor and custom builder Kevin Kalman with Kalman Construction. How are you doing, Kevin?
Great, Tim. Thanks for having me.
Sure. Now, Kevin, we're very excited about the seminar that you're going to be presenting at the Charleston Fall Home Show on Saturday, August 24th. What's the title of the? I guess the title is "Cool Costs More, But It Doesn't Have to." Delving into custom details and how to achieve similar results on a budget. Is that possible?
It's definitely possible. Over 40 years of experience, we've tweaked things and learned things and combined different items to come up with looks that are very, at sometimes trendy and sometimes classic.
Mm-hmm. So it's kind of like someone sees an image in a kitchen or any room in the house in say Charleston Home and Design magazine or maybe on Pinterest or something. They really like the look. When they start to get into the details of the expensive tile and countertops and what have you, it may be cost prohibitive. And what are some of the tips and tricks that Kalman Construction has that you're going to be sharing in this seminar on Saturday to help people kind of beat that budget?
Well, first off, I would encourage anybody who wants to come to bring their pictures from Pinterest and House and any place else of details and ideas that they're thinking of so that we can have a look at it and perhaps as a group mm-hmm. look at it and say, you know, this is how I would approach it. If we do it as the picture shows, it's going to run X amount of dollars or X amount per square foot or linear foot or mm-hmm. however it's going to get priced out. But if we do it like this or this or this, we can cut that price down and still achieve the same look. Mm-hmm. I'm going to bring some pieces of trim, some other items with me that we'll layer together to instruct and show people how they can come up with some really mostly classic looks on a budget.
So people who sit down to listen to the free seminar, we've got free seminars and lectures happening all day Saturday, August 24th and Sunday, August 25th at the Charleston Fall Home Show, and they're free of charge. Someone's going to sit down to your seminar, and you're going to be showing them some of the examples of this is an expensive example, and this is how we can do it on a budget.
Correct.
Okay.
That's exactly the intent.
Excellent. Everybody wants this to save a dollar or two here and there. Will you be sacrificing? You're not going to be able to sacrifice structural integrity or anything like that. But what will you be sacrificing to get that look for less?
Sometimes it's material choice. Crown molding can be poplar, pine. It can be MDF. So the MDF option over the poplar option is a huge savings, darn near the same look. No one would know the difference but an architect or a savvy interior designer.
Mm-hmm.
That's one of the ways to do it. Sheetrock returns on windows versus wood returns on windows. There's pros and cons of both.
Mm-hmm.
I'll be going over that. I'll be looking at some beam details for coffer ceilings, one that we've been using for a long time, and I'm going to bring some, as I said earlier, some trim examples, especially something we call the Kalman bead that we have custom made for us that we've been using for 40 years between Nantucket and here.
The Kalman bead, is this a bead board or what are we talking about?
No, it's really a piece of trim. It's a piece of accent trim that we use in different places. It can be used in casings, bottoms of beams, bookshelves. We use it all over the place. And it's something that I used to have made in New England. And since we moved here, Southern Lumber makes it for us now.
Ah, interesting. Can you paint a picture for our listeners, what it looks like?
It's really kind of hard to explain. I can tell you that every time I've had a client and said, this is what we're going to do, and then, you know, have a little piece of this in my car and I break it out, show it to them on a piece of trim, everybody goes, oh, yes, I want that. Every time.
Excellent. Excellent. Well, just to recap, we've got seminars taking place all afternoon on Saturday and Sunday, August 24th and 25th. Starting at 12 noon, these are all free seminars and lectures. We've got a lecture series called Inside the Architect's Mind. And at 12 noon, we've got architect Chris Rose, who will be speaking. And then at 1 o'clock, we've got also the Inside the Architect's Mind lecture series continues with Kevin Wally of Architecture Plus. And then at 2 o'clock, Inside the Architect's Mind continues with architect Laura Altman of LFA Architecture, and she's going to be doing a presentation about restoring and expanding old homes, a balancing act that that you have to deal with there. At 3 o'clock, we've got making informed decisions about surface materials for your home, and that's being presented by Julie Clark of Palmetto Surfacing. And then at 4 o'clock, wrapping up the afternoon on Saturday, August 24th, will be Kevin Kalman of Kalman Construction. Cool costs more, but it doesn't have to. Delving into custom details and how to achieve similar results on a budget. Well, I'm sure that's going to be a very popular seminar. And we're very grateful to you, Kevin, to prepare yourself for that seminar and to take time away from the show to be able to present it. I'm sure we're going to have a lot of attendees who will want to check that out. And this is the last year you did a seminar for at the show as well, didn't you?
We did one last year. It was fun. It was fun to do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, these are always very well attended. One of the nice things about coming to the Charleston Fall Home Show, over 100 A-list local contractors on display, and then we've got these free seminars and lectures. So you definitely can make a day of it and plan to. The Charleston Fall Home Show happening August 23rd through the 25th. That's Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And the free seminars take place on Saturday and Sunday, August 24th and 25th. And Kalman Construction will also be on display at the Charleston Fall Home Show. And how can folks get more information about Kalman Construction?
They could call us at the office at 843-856-0515, or feel free to look us up online at kalmanconstruction.com. You can reach us there.
Okay, very good. Well, we've been speaking with remodeling contractor and custom builder Kevin Kalman with Kalman Construction. And come out and see his seminar at the Charleston Fall Home Show on Saturday, August 24th. Thanks so much, Kevin.
Thank you.
If you're just joining us, I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and I want to thank you for listening to a special edition of Talking About a home show on the radio, as we come to you from the Charleston Fall Home Show going on right now. Show hours today run until 6 o'clock, so you've got plenty of time to come on down to the Gilliard Center in downtown Charleston. There is an attached parking garage, and they have special rate event parking, only $5 per car, so that's a great bargain in downtown Charleston. And then coming up at 2 o'clock, we've got our admission drops from $7 per person to $2 per person. So if you're planning to come this afternoon, you might want to wait until after 2 o'clock to save yourself a couple bucks. And joining us now is landscape architect J.R. Kramer with Remark Landscaping. How you doing, J.R.?
Doing great, Tim. Thanks for having me.
Yeah. J.R., first of all, thanks for taking time out of your busy schedule. I know you've been talking with a lot of homeowners this weekend. And take a moment and tell everybody about Remark Landscaping Architecture.
Yeah, Remark. We're a landscape architecture firm here in Charleston. As my wife and I founded it, it's gone 13 years now. It's kind of...
Wow. Congratulations.
Thank you. It's going by fast. So we focus on high performance landscape design that's sustainable, that's appropriate for the low country. Mm-hmm. We really think about the architecture, think about the microclimate, and with all the flooding, the rainwater and things that we have, and the wildlife. Mm-hmm. So we think about pollinator gardens and just how everything can fit cohesively in the design in a term that we've kind of coined aesthetic ecology. Mm. And it's not saying that every project that we design fits into that realm some way, shape, or form. Because mm-hmm. We think that's an overriding factor than just style. Mm-hmm. So we don't really talk too much about style as far as modern, traditional. It really comes from the client, the architecture, and the site.
Mm, very good. Very good. What is talk about the difference between working with a landscape architect like Remark Landscaping versus maybe someone who might just draw up some plans for your backyard?
Yeah, I think there's a big difference. Personally, I think there is, but we're a professional landscape architecture firm, and we solely focus on the design and the services that we offer, and so we're really thinking about the end result and how everything works together. Mm-hmm. We're not getting paid to put plants in the ground. You're paying for our design, mm-hmm. and that's strictly what you're paying for. And then we also can oversee the construction. We can bid it out to landscape contractors who will do the work for us. But we're getting paid just for the design. And I think that's important because there's a lot of firms out there that do both. Mm-hmm. And you're maybe paying, I think, sometimes a much smaller fee than you are with a straight landscape architecture firm. Mm-hmm. But it's a little bit apples and oranges. Yeah. And I try to tell people that because it happens all the time. I'll sit there and I'll give my fee proposal and they'll go, well, why are you two or three times the other person? I'm like, well, all we do is design. We're your advocate, and we spend a lot of time on the design.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and Remark Landscaping Architecture, you folks have stepped in to different projects in the past where maybe the homeowner has already invested a lot of money in the landscape in their yard and had to correct problems that other people, other contractors had made.
Yeah, it's unfortunate. It's happened on several occasions to where the client has spent quite a bit of money and investment into their property, and there's just a lot of issues with whether it's some design issues, drainage issues, material selections, and so we've had to go and redesign and have it corrected.
Gotcha. So, JR, what are you talking about this weekend to homeowners at the Charleston Fall Home Show?
Yeah, we're talking to them about the services that we offer, which is we actually offer different levels of design services. Mm-hmm. And then we're talking about how all the flooding as of recently is affecting how we're designing and how people are thinking about their outdoor spaces. Mm-hmm. I think that's going to be a big component. We were part of the Dutch Dialogue mm-hmm. recently that was here in Charleston. So it was great to be around some really world-renowned landscape architects that are focusing on these issues that we have here in Charleston.
Hmm. What was the Dutch Dialogue? That was with the city of Charleston brought over some people from Amsterdam, where they have a lot of flooding?
Yeah, in New Orleans, yeah.
Okay.
So it was a collaborative effort, really just trying to understand the issues that Charleston has. Mm-hmm. A little bit different issues we have here in Charleston because we have really heavy rains. Mm-hmm. So just thinking about how we handle those heavy rains, the volumes, holding capacities, and how the city can value what those services are, because some of the things that we talked about is very expensive, mm-hmm. and it's how we have to value those things, mm-hmm. It's quality of life, and that's pretty much how we try to, when we talk to clients and we meet, it's what we provide is a value, it's an investment, it's not really an expense, mm-hmm. and I feel like that's kind of the Dutch Dialogue, it's going to be an investment into the city of Charleston.
Right, right. And if you want to see some of Remark Landscape Architecture's work, you can drive around the Upper Peninsula because Remark has been involved with quite a few projects on the Upper Peninsula, right?
Yeah, we have. It's nice. Our studio's here in the Upper Peninsula, so I feel like we're kind of designing our backyard, so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
We've been involved with the workshop, the Pacific Box and Crate Project, Butcher and Bee, Half Mile North, and some other projects that are just coming off the drawing boards, and some of the apartment complexes in the area.
Even Lewis Barbecue.
Yeah, Lewis Barbecue. Yeah, who could forget the brisket? Yeah.
Yeah, of course. And you know, the nice thing about that is you're not always going to get invited into someone's backyard to see the work of Remark Landscape Architecture, but just driving around the Upper Peninsula. You can see some of Remark's work, and a lot of those, even though it's a commercial application, a lot of times those same ideas are integrated into a residential project, right?
That's correct. Yeah, we've received quite a few commissions off of folks going to those projects and that are asking, well, who was the landscape architect, and so we've picked up work out in Hilton Head and Savannah. Just for the projects up here.
Well, that's great. That's great. Well, we want everyone to come down to the Charleston Fall Home Show today. Show hours are until 6 o'clock, and make sure you stop by Remark Landscape Architecture's display and one of about 100 local A-list vendors that are on display this weekend at the Charleston Fall Home Show. And how can folks get more information, JR, about Remark?
They can go to our website, remarkstudioLLC.com. Or they give us a call at the office, 843-952-7817.
All right, great. Well, we have been talking with landscape architect J.R. Kramer with Remark Landscape Architecture. Thanks so much, J.R.
Thank you.
If you're just joining us, I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine. And I want to thank you for listening to a special edition of Talking About a home show on the radio as we come to you from the Charleston Fall Home Show. It's going on right now. At the Gilliard Center in downtown Charleston. Show hours today run until 6 o'clock, and then on Sunday, show hours are 11 a.m. to 5 p.m., so you've got plenty of time to come on down to the Charleston Fall Home Show. There's plenty of on-street parking, as well as a connected parking garage to the Gilliard. And they have a special event parking for only $5 per car, which is a bargain in downtown Charleston. And joining us now is Sally Lipfert with Gateway Supply, one of the vendors at the Charleston Falls Home Show. How are you doing, Sally?
I'm fine, thanks. How are you?
Good, good. Sally, tell everybody about Gateway Supply.
Well, we provide plumbing fixtures, everything from the pipes and the itty-bitty pieces that you need to go in the wall to the trim through our showroom, which would include your handles, your faucets, your shower, your tub, anything you need to complete a home or a home bathroom or kitchen project.
Gotcha. Yeah, and nobody really cares about all the things in the wall that are out of sight. They love the jewelry.
Exactly.
In the kitchen and the bathroom.
We get to play with the pretty stuff.
Right,
instead.
Exactly.
Yes, let the plumbers worry about that.
Exactly, yeah, until there's a leak, right?
Exactly.
Hopefully not. That rarely happens. Talk about the display that Gateway Supply has and what you're talking to homeowners about this weekend at the Charleston Fall Home Show.
For our display this time, we decided to focus on bath, and to make the best use of our space, we kind of chose between bath and kitchen, although we do specialize in fixtures for both. Mm-hmm. We are showing some of the most popular items that we see today, such as a freestanding bathtub from a brand called MTI that we're crazy about. They do a great job. And exposed showers have become very popular. So we're showing two of those in different finishes by two manufacturers that we represent.
What's an exposed shower?
So that is when the bar is shown in the shower. So you have a rail that hangs on your wall, and your shower head, your handheld, your bar, your trim, everything attaches to the rail. So it started the look. You would most commonly be used to seeing it in an outdoor shower, an outdoor type setting. So it has been very trendy lately to bring that look inside the home. It also helps you to be able to switch out your fixtures without having to break into the wall and redo your tile and everything else to get a whole new set.
Nice. I bet that's popular with people renovating.
It is.
Their bathroom.
It's popular in general. It's been a very popular look these days.
Right.
So we're showing it, one, in a matte black finish, which has been the hottest finished to be shown lately. And
Sounds
then one in a polished chrome, which is just a good tried and true.
Right, right, yeah. Now the black matte, that's sort of a kind of not a shiny but a dull finish.
Exactly.
Interesting. Yeah. Is that a trend that you're seeing starting to pop up?
It is. We're seeing a lot of that. A lot of it mixed with gold, with bronze, with brass, and fixtures as well. But particularly the matte, not necessarily the gloss, which would be a shiny version. We're also showing a heated towel rack that's also in that black matte finish that would coordinate in your bathroom if you were using those fixtures. So yeah, that's something we've definitely started to see a lot more of, that and marble mixed with marble, black matte.
That makes sense, that black and white look. Yeah. Very good. Well, what is it about Gateway Supply that people should know in terms of maybe when they're shopping for bathroom or kitchen plumbing fixtures? You know, a lot of people may think about going to one of the big box stores, but what is the advantage of going to an independent place like Gateway Supply?
Well, we specialize in what we do. We have a very long list of manufacturers. We can work with any budget. We can work with any project. We can work with any size. You're getting our customer service, our expertise. And so there are ways to spend the same amount of money, and often even less. You get a higher quality, but you get the customer service. Mitzi, who runs our showroom, has over 30 years in this industry, and she has more knowledge in her pinky finger than I could ever hope to learn. She's an incredible resource, and she just loves to work with homeowners and loves to make their dreams come true and help them figure it out. But she also has the technical knowledge involved to make sure that you get exactly what you need and that you get something that will last.
Right, right. Yeah, when it comes to a bathroom or a kitchen renovation, you may think you can go it alone, but you really, it's a good idea to have some valuable resources like the people at Gateway Supply to help you along the whole process.
Well, and a lot of times you can see something online that you think is similar. It might even be the same manufacturer that we carry, but there's a reason that we wouldn't recommend a certain style or that it's discounted online. It goes back to what that old saying, you get what you pay for.
Right. Yeah, and I've also heard that a lot of the big box stores, because they have pressure to provide, to be the cheapest, basically, that a lot of times their fixtures don't have the same parts that the fixtures that you would sell at, say, Gateway Supply.
Right.
There's more plastic in those fixtures.
They don't. You're right. They've often cut corners, but most frequently you also see they don't come with any warranties. And if you were to buy the same product from us that you could find at a big box store, for example, 9 times out of 10, ours comes with a lifetime warranty and theirs does not. It comes with no warranty. So if something happens, something breaks, you know, you're on your own, you have to replace it. And you don't have the customer service to go with it.
You know, and the other thing is a lot of times replacing fixtures is not a do-it-yourself project. So why not invest in a quality fixture up front, and then you won't have to call that plumber and pay for that plumber later on down the road?
We could not agree more. Like I said, we've got something for almost any budget. So there's rarely not a price that we can't work with.
Right. Well, good deal. Well, how can folks reach Gateway Supply other than coming to the show this afternoon?
Well, you can visit our showroom on Harley Street in North Charleston. You can visit our website, gatewaysupply.net. You can give us a call, ask for Mitzi if you've got any questions. She's more than happy to sit there and answer all the ones you've got, or make an appointment to come sit down with your plans and your project, and she can go through every detail of what you need to choose.
Excellent, excellent. And definitely come on down to the Charleston Fall Home Show. Show hours today run until 6 p.m., so there's plenty of time to come on down. The admission price drops from $7 per person to only $2 per person after 2 o'clock today. So might as well save a couple bucks and come after 2 o'clock today. And we have been talking with Sally Lipfert with Gateway Supply. Thanks so much, Sally.
Thank you.
If you're just joining us, I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and I want to thank you for listening to a special edition of Talking About a Home Show on the radio. as we come to you from the Charleston Fall Home Show happening right now at the Gilliard Center in downtown Charleston. Show hours today run until 6 o'clock. So you've got plenty of time to come on down to the Charleston Fall Home Show. We've got our free seminars happening all afternoon until 5 o'clock. And we've got free design consultations with both architects and interior designers that you can sign up for at the show. You can register to win our three $2,000 grand prize prizes that were that three different lucky locals will be winning. And joining us now is one of the sponsors of the Charleston Fall Home Show, Mac McIntosh with Next Gen Automated. How you doing, Mac?
I'm doing well, Tim. How are you?
Good, good. Mac, take a moment and tell everybody about Next Gen Automated.
We are a low voltage firm. We've been in business here in the Low Country for about 16 years. We do everything under the sun in terms of low voltage, including audio, video, security, surveillance, lighting control, automated window treatments, landscape lighting. We pretty much all the things that make a home safe and cool.
Excellent, excellent. Well, what have tell everyone about the Next Gen Automated display that you have at the show, and what you're talking to homeowners about this weekend.
Well, what we have here is a fully interactive display showing video distribution. You can see we have multiple monitors. Also shows audio distribution. We're showing a camera system as well as security and comfort control. And over on the side, we have a setup for our automated window treatments, shades and draperies, which is a new product for us. And as far as what we're talking to homeowners about, it really kind of varies on the homeowner. And, you know, they're in different processes. Some are looking to do renovations. Some are looking to do new construction. And in doing so, it always kind of bounces off of them and what they're looking for. So mm-hmm. Some people are more interested in the security aspect of what we do. Some people are more interested in the audio video side, and then, you know, of course, with the window treatments, that's a whole nother thing. That's right. More of the design feature. So because of the amount of products that we cover, the responses that we get for homeowners are varied.
Mm-hmm. Do most homeowners have kind of a wish list of what they would like, or are you kind of enlightening them on what's available from Next Gen Automated?
Most have an idea of what they want. A lot don't have an idea of how to get there or to make it fit their lifestyle. And a lot of people are intimidated by technology and the fact that they want it to be, or they think that technology has to be complicated. So I think that the biggest bullet point for all of these homeowners is whatever they end up getting, they want it to be simple, easy to operate, and they want it to work.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that makes sense. What are some of the must-haves, like when you're talking to someone who's remodeling their house or someone that is building a new house? What are some of the must-haves that you talk to homeowners about?
Well, again, that's going to go back to their wish list, and not to sound like a broken record. I think the core of the must-have is to get the infrastructure in place. You can run a lot of things off of wireless nowadays. But if you get a good wired network backbone in your house, you can do just about anything faster, quicker, and cleaner than you can with wireless, leaving the wireless open to the devices that are handcuffed to it, be it your mobile device, your iPad, your tablet, all those stuff, laptop, any of the stuff that has to use wireless, leave that open for those things. Mm-hmm. And get that wiring infrastructure in place for your video distribution or your audio distribution, even your security system. Yes, you can do wireless, but it's a lot less maintenance if you don't have to change batteries and things of that nature. So I think that the must-have is that core, that mm-hmm. core wiring. And it doesn't have to be super involved, just a good design that fits your lifestyle. And what's nice about that is that even if you don't choose to do the full-blown system from day one, you've got that backbone in place so that if 5 years down the road you decide, hey, you know, that would be nice to maybe add that room of audio outside that we hadn't done, or let's go ahead and trim out this surround sound. You know, something, some project that may come up later where if that wiring wasn't in place, it would either be impossible or a lot more costly.
Right, right. I've always heard wire's cheap.
Wire
right?
is cheap.
So run it while the walls are open.
That's correct.
And but then you bring up a good point that if someone is renovating their house and maybe not gutting it completely, there are wireless options.
There are wireless options. We have a multitude of wireless options from video distribution to audio distribution, even cameras. Not a huge fan if we can help and get around, just because you have the maintenance side of mm-hmm. anything that's wireless, in terms of battery life and things of that nature. But wireless has become a lot more prevalent nowadays than it was. Mm-hmm. You know,
for some people, it makes sense, right?
It does.
Some projects.
It does. I mean, if you're in a house that's on a slab and two story, and you don't have any way to get a wire around, I mean, that's the way you got to go.
Right. What have can you think of any projects that NextGen Automated has been involved with, where you met the people at one of our home shows, and then they decided to hire NextGen Automated?
Many. Almost every home show we've picked up a customer from. We love doing the show. Funny story. You never really know what that timeline's going to be either. So mm-hmm. our longest period from meeting to the project coming to fruition was about 18 months.
Uh-huh.
And that was actually when y'all were still at the old Gilliard.
Oh, right. Uh-huh.
Yeah, so, and it was funny because it was a Sunday afternoon. The show was about to close. And you know how vendors, some of them like to break down a little early.
Right.
But, I was waiting for the show to end. And the guy was buzzing through just picking up cards, ended up stopping and talking to me. And, 18 months later, we did a really large project for him south abroad, downtown. So you just never know.
Yeah. Well, our theme for this show is find inspiration, find solutions, and find the perfect contractor at the Charleston Fall Home Show. And that's what people will find. And if they talk to NextGen Automated, that's definitely going to be the perfect contractor for all of their low voltage needs. And I appreciate you taking time out off the home show floor to talk with me. How can folks get more information if they don't make it to the show this weekend?
You can always reach us at the office. Number's 843-871-8531. On the web, nextgenautomated.com, and also on Facebook, NextGen Automated.
All right, great. Well, we have been talking with Mac McIntosh with NextGen Automated, and thank you to NextGen Automated for being a sponsor of the Charleston Fall Home Show. Thank you, Mac.
Thank you.
You've been listening to Talking About a Home, a home show on the radio. Talking About a Home is brought to you by the publishers of Charleston Home and Design Magazine and the organizers of the Charleston Home and Design Show, the Daniel Island Luxury Home Tour, and the Charleston Fall Home Show. To make contact with any of the companies featured today, visit charlestonhomeanddesign.com. Home to over 200 local home-related companies motivated to work with you. That's charlestonhomeanddesign.com. Please tune in again next Saturday.